Get ready to laugh out loud. Get ready to laugh.
It's the question.
Get ready to laugh out loud with Wise and Nerdy, the show hosted by two hilarious dads who bring their unique blend of wit, wisdom, and nerdiness to the airwaves. From sharing hilarious anecdotes about their own experiences to giving advice on navigating the ups and downs of life, these two dads have got you covered. But that's not all. They're also obsessed with all things nerdy, from comic books and sci-fi movies to video and board games. So whether you're a fellow dad, a pop culture fanatic, or just in need of a good laugh, this is Wise and Nerdy. And now let's have some fun.
You can't make me have fun. You're not my dad. My dad went out for cigarettes and never came back. Hey, I'm Charles McFall. That is Joseph underscore Ard, and you're the present daddy, as in you're here presently, or that you give gifts to kids?
it means that in the month of December, you and Kurt have decided to take some breaks, and I've been here every week.
Is that how it went, or did I tell you I'd be too much? You would not want me on the show the night that I had to be away at a Christmas party, because it was very scotchety, sir. And you'd be like, oh, my man. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why you sound like that, but you did. So,
that's exactly what I sounded like. You're right.
Sound like, that's right, sir.
It's the question of the week.
All right. So you're confused by my writing here, and that's okay. What's a mistake that was made that many people did not catch until finally one person did? So every year, I tell you my story so you can get the idea of what I'm talking about. But it's a question that, I mean, not a question, it's a mistake, right? It's when somebody pointed it out and everybody goes, oh my God, how did it get past so many people? Nobody caught that. And so every year, I get my wife this collage, it's a picture from Snapfish. The other one, all right, I just blanked on it. Anyway,
Snapfish.
I don't like Snapfish. It's weird. It's the other one. Anyway, and I buy this picture, and it's 26 photos, and so I pick out 26 photos of me and the kids, and you know, put it up in this collage, and we have. Oh, you've been to my wall. You've seen the pennant series, right? Of all the frames up on the wall in the living room, and so I've done it. Every year since we basically lost our house and had to move. The first year I did two, because one was for Christmas and one was for her birthday. And then every year after that, it's just been Christmas. So a yearly one. And so I did this one this year, as I always do. And it's a lot of good, fun photos, and a lot of different things that have gone on in the year. And my kids looked at it, you know, I looked at it, my wife was gushing over it. Everybody looked at the whole thing. And every year there's a little caption at the bottom. Sometimes it's to mock my own kids. Like one year says, respect the drip on there. I think another one says, yeet, yeet, or something like that on it as a caption. And it puts a year, right? So I was literally sitting in the living room putting this thing together on the computer and went, oh, you know what? What caption am I put? So I decided to put another pic on the wall. Is a caption. And my wife looked at it. She's gushing over it. It's been sitting out in front of family. You know, everybody came over for Christmas dinner. People were gushing over it. It wasn't until like 2 days after Christmas that my brother-in-law pointed out that I put 2024 on it instead of 2023. So now we're going to take it out of the frame, put a thin little Sharpie marker line through it, and just handwrite 2023 over it. And man, it'll be funny. The next year's will probably be 2024 again or something like that for the caption. So that's what I'm talking about, Joe. What kind of mistake that's like an obvious mistake that should have been caught that you made, or you caught the mistake after so many people saw it. What's something that, what's that mistake?
The first one that comes to mind is one that a coworker made, and they were playing a little loosey goosey with some changes that went into production. And for those that don't know, I work at an insurance company, and work on the programming side of things. They were playing a little loosey-goosey with the change, and the change that they put in was in a bit of code that sends money to other insurance companies. Okay.
So yeah, y'all accidentally messed that up, because yeah, insurance companies want to give money to other insurance companies all the time.
Well, so I work for Blue Cross. Well, I'll just say that. And so
no, we've gone like 10 years without saying the name, Joe.
And so,
God,
it is a network of insurance companies that are technically separate companies, but they're under the umbrella. Right. And so it would send money to other Blue Cross plans who had paid out benefits for our members, but they were in their area. So like whatever Blue Cross is in Idaho, if one of our people was there, it would go through the Idaho one and we would reimburse them. And so that's how that kind of works. So anyway, he messed up on a bit of code that multiplied the money going out the door by 10.
It was
off by a decimal point. Now in the code,
supposed to be multiplied by one. Why would it be multiplied in the first place?
So it wasn't really multiplied, like in the code it wasn't, but the way that it formatted it, it put the decimal in the wrong spot. So it was effectively multiplied by 10. Okay. And so it wasn't caught until about $12 million instead of 1.2 million, $12 million went out the door. And so then we had obviously when we noticed that, we reversed it. But then we had quite the fight on our hands to get the plans to return the money, because the other insurance companies, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You guys didn't send us too much money. You know, like, right. They didn't literally say it like that, but it's fighting tooth and nail and trying to get the money back from them. And so that took us a long while to recoup that. Not, I don't think we actually even recouped all of it at the end of the day.
So did our homie get fired?
Not immediately, but probably because he was pretty old and about to retire. So they had leniency on him, but yeah, he's no longer with the company.
I mean, how much leniency can you afford at $12 million, sir?
So, yeah, that's a pretty big mistake that should have been caught during testing, very much so, and was not. I'm just happy I was not the one in charge of testing that.
how many testers? Or coding. I mean, how many people missed this thing?
At the time, it would have at least one dedicated tester, probably two sets of eyes would
have seen it. That's not this question, Joe. It needs to go through like 5 or 6 people or 10 or 20 people.
Well, and nowadays that team has 3 people dedicated just for testing. Like that's their full-time job is testing.
That's not a lot of people.
Considering my current position has 0 people dedicated just for testing.
No, that's not the question. There's no considerations given. The question is, what mistake made it past a ton of people that then was caught by one person? That was supposed to be obvious. And a decimal point in code past 2 sets of eyes is, oh my God. I'm turning this car around going home.
Dice. There's a clip on the Santa Claus. If you have an old version of the Santa Claus that they have edited out of the movie now, if you try to stream it, where Scott, the main character in the first movie, he says a certain hotline.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And they did not verify whether or not that hotline actually existed, and apparently it did. Disney has since bought that phone number and has held on to it, even though they've cut it out of their streaming service version of it. But yeah, That's something that really ought to have been caught ahead of time.
Mike, help me out here.
Roll that dice.
No, Mike, you jerk. All right.
Personal story time.
I don't even know why I do this with you every week anymore. You drive me crazy. All right, Joe. we're going to be bringing some more funness to the table, some more realness from our lives. And this is part of that. Of course, it's a wrap up for us. It's a wrap up of Christmas that just passed by. And I was going to share a few things throughout the night. But Joe is really finally, after what, a year of letting the printer collect dust, which is probably why it spewed filament all over you. The first question I have, is Daddy tell me a story about the print updates for Christmas.
If you can hear that.
Are you digging in your Yeti for a beer? What is wrong with you?
It's not. So I sent the picture, a picture in our Discord
of a keyblade that was complete.
Yes, but I said that's what it was supposed to look like when it's done.
Are you still working on it?
It's still not done. So I had started a like 32 or 33 hour print, and it had been going for about 25, 26 hours, and I had checked on it, went to bed. The next morning, the four taller pieces had all fallen over, and it was just
It was a rat's nest. Plastic
everywhere.
It's like Spider-Man sneezed a whole lot.
And so I switched out the color and started printing some other stuff for it. I haven't gotten back to printing that one yet, and it clogged up on me. And I don't have anything good for handling a clog. So I've purchased a cleaning kit that also comes with new nozzles in case I need some new nozzles. And so it's actually sitting over there partially in pieces, ready to be cleaned when that finally gets here within the next couple of days.
Did you get to print anything before that?
Yeah. So for Christmas, almost every year we give away goodie boxes. So my wife makes homemade stuff. This year it was gingerbread cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and snickerdoodles. And we give away boxes. And so I had printed off little ornaments to go with each of those boxes. And so I printed off, I don't know, like 20 something of those. So I'd print off those. I printed off I don't know if it's pronounced Chris knife or Christ knife from Dune 1984.
Oh, you did show me that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I printed that off because my brother-in-law has been talking about Dune a lot lately and how he's excited for the next part to come out. And so I printed that off for him. Ironically, what he gave me and my wife for Christmas was a really nice hardback copy of Dune. So, and I haven't read it yet. So that'll be exciting to read.
Said nobody ever.
Oh, and then, I printed off a bunch of stuff and sent it to my sister. So I printed off some 2D art of Senku from Dr. Stone. I printed off it's inspired by Funko Pop, at least the style is. It was 11 from Stranger Things. And a dragon from How to Train Your Dragon, one of Toothless's kids from the third installment. So I sent that to my sister. For two of my boys, I had printed off Digivices from the Digimon animated series anime. And the Keyblade was supposed to be the print for my oldest son. And I explained to him, look, I'm sorry, you're still going to get it. But it's going to be a little bit late because, well, we're having some issues. And so he's super excited for when he gets that. And he had actually made his own Keyblade out of like a wrapping paper, the wrapping paper tube that's left over, and some toilet paper rolls and stuff, like taped it all together, made his own little Keyblade that he was playing with. And he knew that I was printing this off for him, so he actually gave that to his 4-year-old little brother.
All right.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff. And I've on Thingiverse, I've created an account and I've got a bunch of stuff that I want to print. Like, have you ever played Settlers of Catan?
No, I am a little familiar with it.
Okay. Well, on there, on Thingiverse, I've seen a few different things for Settlers of Catan. One of them, so in Settlers of Catan, there's hexagons that represent the playing field, and you have to piece it together almost like a puzzle, and they pop up really, really easily. And so one of the things on Thingiverse that I saw was little outlines that those hexagons go into, and then you glue magnets onto the different sides, so that then they click together with the magnets instead of just being there with gravity. Because if they get misshapen at all or anything, then they don't sit flat very well. So I'm thinking about printing off something like that in the new year. And yeah, I've been looking at a ton of stuff that I want to.
It's got you fired up, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, really does. So yeah,
I have a folder somewhere, maybe on my Google Drive, of dozens of STL files of this would be cool to print, that'd be cool to print, this would be, and printed very few of them, ultimately. But yeah.
Now, one thing, Casey from Australia.
Yep.
He sent me a link to thinkercad.com. And it's, I've only messed with it a little bit, but it is a website that you can do 3D modeling in, a free website. And like I said, I've only messed around in it a tiny bit, but I actually took a flat candy cane and I added a little ring to the top of it in that ThinkerCAD and turned it into an ornament, because my father-in-law collects these. It's all made by the same company, but he collects these metal candy cane ornaments, one for every year. Like, it's got the year on it and everything. And so knowing that he collects that,
you're gonna make him a plastic one. That's not it.
Well. So it's always hard figuring out what to get my in-laws for any occasion, because they don't need
anything. You already gave them the three best presents they could ever have. You owe them nothing else. Nothing else.
No. You are spot on. Because so what I did is I actually printed off three of those candy cane ornaments and had each of the kids paint them. And then we put their name on the back with the year. And that, out of all the presents that they got for Christmas, that got the biggest reaction out of them. They loved it. And so I was pretty happy about that.
Glue.
Ah, no.
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 Kelsey's going to make you quit the show when kids are talking about our parents. But, you know, yeah. Isn't it that way with grandparents, though? You know, it's your parents, or of course in this case your wife's parents, and you know they expect so much out of you, and then your kid can fart on a snare drum and they're like, sign this kid up for Juilliard, they're brilliant. I'm like, no, he's still just a small dummy, he's just okay. But no, they love him, it's all right. But gets you off the hook, right? So you're 3D print this candy cane thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, we did, and we gave it to them for Christmas and they loved it. So yeah, all in all, I got everything that I wanted to print for Christmas 3D printed, other than the Keyblade. And I'll still work on that.
Fair enough. That's a huge undertaking.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Between all of the different pieces combined, it's like a 65 hour print total.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a huge undertaking, but I'm excited. So the pieces that were done, I was kind of fitting them together, and like they did something real clever with it. Let me pull a couple of these pieces out so I can show you. All right. So the person that made the schematic, they made it so that the pieces can screw together. If you can see here, yep, on the webcam, And so they screw right in there just fine. And it is solid. Like, there is no give to that at all. Like, I was worried I was going to have to, like, glue them in or whatever.
Sure.
And so all of the different pieces will end up screwing together. That way you can print it off in pieces. And yeah, it'll be real good. It'll be very good.
So I'm pretty excited. You know, I anything with a screw or even the snap pieces that, you know, you get the right STL file, right? You know, usually with something like that, I look for version 2 or 3 because obviously somebody's worked out a little kink or added a little bit to it. But they're pretty good. Didn't I give, I think I printed you a little switch case, a little mystery block, Mario block.
You printed switch. One for you and you showed it to me. Yes.
I didn't bring you. I thought I printed you something too.
Yeah. You left it in one of the boxes that you gave me. So I do have it here somewhere.
That's yours. I printed that for you. I have one. Oh. And that's yours, Joe. Oh my goodness. I made you this beloved box.
You left it in there.
Yeah. You know what they say about assumptions. That you're Mormon. So, but that box fits, the lid fits perfectly, and the games fit perfectly in it. So that's all I'm saying is people have tweaked it, and there's some really smart people out there that can make really cool things there. So,
yep. Yeah. Casey was telling me that I need to get a digital caliper so that I can measure stuff and get it just right and have the right dimensions while making my own files.
Casey sounds like he's making a whole lot of work for you. Well, you could probably find what you're looking for close enough out there. Never trust Australians. I'm just saying, man. So
roll that dice.
Hey, you know what? I need everybody's help. We know people listen to this show. You listen to it. We see the download numbers. You know, we get, you don't come out live. It's fine. You know, you don't want to be harassed. And that's cranky old me. And that's fine. I own that. I own that. I'm cranky Kong sometimes. It's okay. But we know you listen. I want you to play along with the show. So if you listen to this on podcast, Phil, I'm also looking at you, even though I probably won't play your bit very much. Go to wiseandnerdy.com/calldad. Right. And that I'm not asking for a voicemail, which you could leave. I'm asking for one thing. I need you to say, roll that dice or question of the week or any of the other things that we do. You can pick one, you can do them all. I don't care. But I would love to have a whole bunch of listener created versions of roll that dice or daddy, tell me a story or how do I, you know, or everybody's put favorite.
It into, and then I can put it into my GoXLR and it'll randomize which one spits it out.
Yes.
It'll be awesome.
Or I could have I'm going to have a whole page of just roll that dices and just hit a button. but bad dad joke, you can tell your joke, but you know, it's a bad dad joke. And what do you, so I want you to play along and at the least, give me a roll that dice, however you'd like to say it.
Roll that dice.
Roll that dice. What are you nerding out about now?
That's your favorite part of the show, Joe. And you got in tonight and you got first in line, sir. So what are you nerding out about?
Kingdom Hearts. Just talked a lot about that Keyblade that I'm working on. My oldest really got into Kingdom Hearts. I had the recoded version for the 2DS and he, or maybe it's the 3DS, either way, for one of the Game Boys. And he was loving it and he beat it. And he started asking me questions about the Kingdom Hearts world, like the story, the lore and things like that. I'm like, yeah, you need to just play the games, kid. And so for Christmas,
you got him a hardback version of it that he can't read. No, okay, sorry.
there's a cloud version that you can buy from the Nintendo eShop. And so I got it's 1.5 and 2.5 is the cloud version. And it's got like 6 of the games on there. And so he's been playing through the first game now. And I also got Kingdom Hearts 3 and Remind, I think. But anyway, he's got like seven or eight Kingdom Hearts games that he can play now. And I've been wanting to play it as well, because I have fond memories of playing Kingdom Hearts on the PlayStation 2. And so it's been a lot of fun just seeing the excitement that he has had. And it makes me nostalgic for yesteryears when I played through the series as well. And so it's been a lot of fun sharing that with my boys. Actually, all of them have their own save files on there and everything. Although I will say, I wish it was an actual digital download instead of a cloud version, because every now and again, either our Switch loses connection or the cloud service is having hiccups. But it lags like crazy. And, like cutscenes that are stuttering and stuff like that. So it's
streaming and not.
Yeah. Instead of actually having the digital copy of it. So that's one thing that I really didn't care for. Luckily though, we got it 60% off. It would definitely not be worth it at full price, in my opinion, just because of those issues. I need to check to see if I can hook up the Switch dock directly to my router. I haven't ever tried to do that because it's right next to it, but maybe that'll make a little bit of a difference for the cloud app. So I haven't looked to see if the dock has an Ethernet port on it, but I'll have to check.
I'm trying to remember. I think it does. I think the dock lets you hardwire in. But you'll just have to check, but I think it does. It has power and hardwire, it's power and HDMI. And I don't know. I don't know if it has a hard line or not.
Okay. But I'll be honest, man. Apparently it does. Yeah. So I'll have to do that.
Yeah. You'll have to try that out. Bobby, I'll be real with you. As much as I like the Switch for games that are made for the Switch, ports are trash on the Switch. I haven't had any success with any ports on the Switch that aren't like these 8-bit, like Celeste or whatever games. Yeah. I'm talking about, what was really bad? The Incredibles. Was really bad. Lego Incredibles was really bad on it.
We actually have Lego Incredibles,
but it's good on other systems. But we bought it on the Switch, and we thought, well, maybe just finally made a bad Lego game. It was the Switch.
Okay, yeah, no, we have it for the Switch because that's what my 4-year-old asked for. He asked for that, and he asked for Portal. So we got him Portal, Portal 2, and Lego Incredibles. So, but yeah, I just had to watch out for those deals because Portal and Portal 2, they go on sale every few months, time, it seems like. Yeah. And so you can get them pretty cheap.
I was very disappointed when Borderlands said, we're coming to the Switch. I'm like, don't. You're a first-person shooter that's highly graphical. Why? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Yeah,
that's definitely. Yeah. If you like it, cool. But I'm not trying to harsh your mellow, man. But it's not the Switch's same.
Hardware is pretty limiting.
Yeah, but there was a game you got on the Switch that you're like, yeah, this isn't what I wanted. I don't remember what it was. Do you?
I don't. That's not enough for me to remember now. But
you didn't like it. Does that help? No. All right. So, well, that sounds cool. It sounds cool. And obviously you don't have, have you thought about an emulator?
No, I suppose I could look into, cause I'm sure there's a PS2 emulator that I could get the original Kingdom Hearts, running on.
You might, I don't know about Kingdom Hearts specifically, but you know, my 12-year-old son, he likes the Game Boy, but he doesn't want a Game Boy. And he watches a lot of YouTube. And so He said, "Oh, give me that one." And it's one of these, you know, $50 or less emulators that's in a handheld that plays a bajillion
games,
right? But I know that style does have PlayStation games, PlayStation 2 games. You have to find it, but you might be able to find even a handheld emulator that will play the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I could talk to, I think Civilian has modded his Steam Deck quite a bit, and I'm pretty sure he said that he's got it set up to play, to have all kinds of emulation on it. So maybe I'll have to touch base with Civilian.
You almost made a hit roll that dies. And I haven't told my nerding out story yet. So I'm starting a new series on TikTok to match one of my passions. I talked to Joe about, you know, I wanted us to talk more about our passions here on the show. And, you know, so we're going to get some print updates. We're going to, you know, the things that nerding out about is a little bit of that as well. And it might be in this section. But one of the things I'm passionate about is scotch and coffee. And one of the things I'm not very educated on is scotch and coffee. So I love how it takes. Now, I found this place called Z-Beans, and I'll tell you the story on some other nerding out section for coffee. Love it. Love it. You know, it's one of those I even got the beans from them. Because sometimes you go to the shop, be it Starbucks, be it wherever. You go, and oh, this is great coffee. And then you buy the bag and take it home, and it's not the same. It's the same. It's really good. But scotch, right, is something that I very much love drinking. My favorite flavor is free. Just in case you ever want to buy me a drink, it's you offer it. As we found out from the Lord, I have to ask what it is first, but I'm in.
Right?
So
always ask first before sticking it in your mouth.
That's lessons for the four-year-old right there, sir. That's lessons for the four-year-old.
Yeah, toddlers. Always ask your parents' permission first.
Is that going to be our fandom now? The toddlers? The kiddos? I kind of like the kiddos. But I like Scotch's Cousins, whiskey, and bourbon as well. A random kid asks who's the biggest nerd on the show as Joe just keeps muting his microphone. I mean, it depends on how you define nerd, biggest nerd. And it probably depends on the topic. There's some things I'll go nuts over, and Joe's like, yeah, whatever. And there's some things he goes nuts over. Joe has a limited edition, hardbound version of Dune. Okay, so he might be the bigger nerd on the show. But back to my story about scotch and stuff. I like his cousin's bourbon and whiskey as well. And so Christmas party. You know, the big Christmas party in Athens where my base is, and it's my building, it's my company there. We had a nice party there, and the owners kind of went all out, and they bought, I didn't know they made things this big, but this huge bottle of Bullet bourbon. And I mean, when I hold my hands out this big, I'm talking about what's double 750, you know, it was that 14 something, 1500 milliliters. I don't know. It's a lot.
How much is that in freedom units?
I don't even know what a freedom unit is. Oh my God. So anyway, I got to bring home half a bottle of that was left over, and we gifted some other stuff to other people. And they bought me. So for Christmas, they gave me some wonderful things. I got this very nice crystal decanter, and the half bottle of Bullet bourbon was it was too much for the decanter. Even it's a nice size decanter, and they got me some nice matching Mikasa glasses to go with it, and this silicone mold that I pour water into, and it makes the ice look like the glasses. So it's very cool. But then my partner gifted me a nice bottle of Highland Park 17-year-old scotch that it's called the Light. That comes in this wooden collector's box with a booklet, and it's very good. And of course, I opened it up right then, and we poured out just a little for everybody to taste. I broke out the glasses, and you know, we poured out a little bit for everybody to taste. And then it's up on top of my fridge. It's for a special occasion type of deal, because it's very nice and not super expensive, but not something you just gulp down with dinner. So I'm nerding out about that one, and then the series I'm doing on That's Easy Advice to Give on TikTok is The Simple Man. That should be the title. The Simple Man's Guide to Scotch. Or not guide. It's Yeah, we're drinking. Go ahead and put that on. Go ahead and put that on the screen. If you choose to drink, please do so responsibly. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Joe. You're right. As you were digging through your boxes of beers earlier, that's okay. Your Yeti full of beer.
My Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's a wrap for a can. I've seen those before. I know what's underneath that wrap. Don't spit it out. That's so gross, dude. So gross. Let me finish my story. So I'm going to be reviewing this box of scotches that I got. So a friend of mine, I'm about to publish a story on TikTok. I tell a story of Clarence and how we've interacted in life and given to each other. This year, he says, hey, I got a little something coming your way. And it's this box. It was heavy. I was like, oh my God, this box is really heavy. It's got to have, I know him. It's either coffee or alcohol. And I was like, man, that's a lot of alcohol. It's a lot of alcohol. Because he took 72 3-ounce bottles and gave me a sample of what I believe to be his collection. And so I have 70. Well, let's double 72 because there are at least 2 ounces in each bottle. No, I'm not a Scotch snob, random kid. Get out of here, random kid. I got a white van and some candy for you. You watch it. So nobody goes for candy anymore. They want Wi-Fi and all that. No. I'm not a Scotch snob at all. I just love enjoying and tasting scotches. So random kid. I love this interaction here. Random kid's like, ooh, candy. No, absolutely not a Scotch snob. I enjoy what I enjoy. And that's really what that series is going to be. It's the enjoyment of trying these different scotches that I think out of all of 72 of them, I've had a lot of the brands, but not that specific mixture that is in that bottle. And out of all those, I've only had one that I know for sure I've had that he packaged for me. So it's just going to be this exploration of, ooh, what does this taste like? And it's not going to be like, ooh, earthen tones. I taste some chocolate. No, I don't know what that is. I don't know what any of that is. I'm just going to
swirl, the sniff.
I'm going to do the sniff because I understand that aroma can affect your taste buds. I'll do the sniff. I'm only going to do one per, not even every day, but when I do a video, it'll be one per day because I know as you drink, it'll pile up and you won't really get the effect of the taste of it. So I'll talk about how much it burns, what it tasted like, you know, smooth. Because, for me, and that's it. That's what I'm nerding out about right now is I get an experience. And that's what I love. It wasn't just, hey, here's some free booze, which obviously I like free booze. I love scotch. I love all the brown liqueurs of the gods that you can pour for me, including Dr. Pepper. I get an experience that's going to last at least 72 days of video creation. So that's going to be fun. So that's what I'm nerding about now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, random kid. See, that's what I don't understand either. Okay, Joe, I know you don't drink, but follow me here, Joe. Wine tastings. People go to these. They pay good money to go to these to spit out the wine.
Why?
I don't know. Random kid, come back here every week. You're helping out here. Don't do those stupid wine tastings. Okay, I get it. You can drink to get drunk, which is typically what I do, or you can drink for the experience, which is also something I do. And I guess that's it. They're trying, but I've not found a wine that I liked ever. Not even in a more expensive one, because I do have expensive taste. So like a $4 bottle of wine from Walmart ain't going to cut it for me. But it's not that I'm a snob. It's just I know that I like the finer things. But if I go to a fine tasting, let's say, Joe, what's one of your favorite foods? Pizza. All right, cool. Pizza. So we go to like a pizza festival, okay, right? You're not going to go spit the pizza out, right? You might get a little slice and you're going to taste that tiny little bit because you know you're going to hit the 50 other tables and taste their little square pizza.
It sounds like an eating disorder to me.
Distortion. That's the name of our new show, Eating Distortion, where we try things and just spit them out. That's going to be our YouTube channel from now on.
Why is it let nerdy? Me just do that with my Mountain Dew here.
I think we could get a lot of views off of that, Joe. When Mountain Dew releases their new flavor for the summer, that's... and just spin it into a bucket. Make sure it's a bucket so it makes that big splat sound on the microphone.
They have so many flavors you can get nowadays.
Side note. Well,
yeah.
Before we roll the dice.
Usually has three or four different flavors at a time.
Yes. The only flavor is Mountain Dew. That's the only one that matters.
Voltage.
Yeah, I know you're going to be the opposite of that. We're never going to be that show. There was a big craze for a while, a trend, if you will, on podcasts and YouTube channels of tastings. Send us snacks and we'll taste them. Not me, buddy. Not me. Because I got rooked into that 1 year after being on a panel at Dragon Con where they made a drinking game out of anytime someone said Hodor, I had to take a shot. It was some, I forget where the joke came from, but it was this joke that ran through the con and ended up on this panel. And people were, even online, we're streaming it. And they're like, hey, on such and such, I forget what kind of topic we're talking about, but because I was drinking. But they're like, yeah, what about, oh yeah, and Hodor. And of course, the crowd's into it. And I'm like, oh my God, how many shots can I take? And I'm like, blurred now. And I get off the at the time, Joe, we had a little stage at Dragon Con. You know, we got rid of those. But I got off the stage and sat in the front row. And the very next panel, they were tasting these bacon sodas and ranch flavored soda and Thanksgiving dinner soda. And they got me because, you know, I don't turn down the chance to be on a microphone. So, like, oh, you need to come up here. Oh, that was so nasty. So we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Now, Random Kid says, Livewire is where it's at, Joe. Not Voltage.
Livewire's all right, I guess. But, you know, if I'm going to have orange soda, it's not going to be Mountain Dew.
Now, I won't get old man Tup here, too. I will tell you, I've never been anything other than a Mountain Dew drinker. I've tried the flavors. They're just not for me, except... They did this. It looked like a beer can. They did this. They called it a craft brew. It was a black can. It said Mountain Dew on it. And it was black cherry something. And it was a craft brew. And that was good. I can't get that anymore. I can't find that anywhere anymore. But that one I would always drink.
Was that pitch black one?
Nope. Pitch black. It's literally a... I mean, that's what caught my eyes. Like, is that this is before there was an actual Mountain Dew alcoholic beverage, which there is now. I think it's a beer or something.
But and ironically, that's them going back to their roots. Cause it was a moonshine additive.
Yeah. But no, this was like, I don't remember if it was with the sodas or very adjacent to it, but it was a black tall boy and it said craft brew on. I'm like, is that a Mountain Dew beer? What is that? And then, but it wasn't, it was soda. But it's, you know, how you have cherry and then you have black cherry and they do taste different in the candies and whatnot. It was just that. It was black cherry soda. Yeah, you can't find it. But all right, before we move on, Old Man Tup says, I've been to a few wine tastings. I went to find new varieties of wine I'd like and we never spit it out. That's Old Man Tup for you. He's like, screw you guys. I'm drinking the bottle.
Roll that dice.
You did not laugh nearly as hard as you should have there. Oh, I hate you so much, Joe.
Stay tuned for this commercial break.
All right, everybody. I don't know if you've noticed in the podcast, but we don't have any ads. So we don't even have any fake ad to read tonight. So we're going to advertise our own show. So I'm going to do this right here. Let's hope that Joe doesn't go all curt on me and actually plays with it here. Well, let's turn that down. Yes, Black Label. Yes, sir. Hey, come check out Wise and Nerdy live at Chattacon, January 12th through 14th in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Joe and I will be there live doing this show for our new crowd, new audience, and hopefully a whole lot of new kiddos. WiseandNerdy.com, linktree.com/wise_n_nerdy. You're looking at that button. Don't look at that button.
All the buttons.
Was that a whip? I don't recall a whip being in this song here. That was odd there. So hey, again, we want you to play along. Random Kid. Old Man Tup. All right, Joe. I hate you so much. No, I don't hate you. I love you. But stop it. All right. Call Dad, right? Wiseandnerdy.com/call dad. You can leave a voicemail, which we'd love. But what I'm asking for specifically for this week and for the next couple weeks probably is hit us with a roll that dice or the question of the week or how do I or Daddy tell me a story. Any of the others say, what are you nerding out about? Something, right? Just give us that. So we'd like to, I really love rotating things out and just having that freshness and that little bit of chaos that you don't know what's coming up in the randomness. So please, wiseandnerdy.com/call dad. You can call us Daddy on the voicemail if you really want to. That's quite all right. We may not be your fathers, but we'll always be your daddies. All right, just roll the dice.
Bum, bum.
What do you love?
That's what do you think about, right? What do you think about how your holiday went this year, Joseph?
I think it went really, really, really good. Other than, and this is going to be personal preference. Some people are going to be like, no, we love it that way. We normally take turns opening presents. That way it lasts a bit longer. You can see who got who, what, and all of that. And you can kind of appreciate it. And my kids just went into a frenzy. And even though we told them stop multiple times, they were just absorbed in the mayhem of opening their presents. And then they get to the end. They're like, what happened? it's like the blood frenzy was over. They calmed down and yeah. My middle child, there was a few times where he made some ungrateful comments and I had to get after him.
Yeah, that sucks a little bit.
Yeah, he was like, did you even look at my list at all at one point or something? It wasn't, that's how it came across. That's not literally what he said, but that's how it came across. It was like, so, did you get me stuff from my list?
Now, how old's his son?
He's 9.
Time to make some tennis shoes in China, buddy. Get out of here. Was he coming off? Was he actually being ungrateful or was he actually kind of going, I kind of expected, because maybe in the past I've gotten stuff off the list or.
We got several things off of his list. I don't know what he was expecting else, but I was like, look, if you're going to be like that, we're just going to ignore your list altogether next year and we'll see what you get. You might get a pair of socks and that's it next year.
So you really did feel like he's being ungrateful.
Yeah, a little bit. So he changed his tune after, like that was in the middle of the frenzy when he said that. He changed his tune after the frenzy was over, but yeah.
Yeah. It's come on, man. You can't chum the waters and not expect the sharks to swim. I'm just saying. Now if he'd gotten done with everything and then was like, that's when you send him to visit old Uncle Charles and we'll see how that goes.
And it was nice. We hadn't seen my brother-in-law for 5 years. And so it was nice having him in town as well. And so that was good. It was nice to see him there.
That is cool. I'm checking something out I'm trying to do for us for Chatticon. So as you're talking, I'm trying to maneuver it real quick in case I come off as distracted. But I am listening because I am ADD and that is a superpower in my house.
Yep. And for those that happen to be in the area, if you wanted to come to Chatticon, you certainly can in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We will be there January 12th through the 14th. So yep. It's only a couple weeks away.
Come be our kiddos and we'll be your daddies. And it's going to be fun. So what about yourself? How did you feel like you came out in the experience? It didn't have to be necessarily about gifts, but did you really feel like you had a good family experience?
Yeah, it was good. Other than the middle of the night was okay. So every year we stay over at my in-laws' house. And so I slept in the basement with our 3 kids. My wife stayed upstairs and set everything up and whatnot. And so at like 3:30 in the morning, I hear my kids talking So I wake up. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Go back to sleep. And apparently the 4-year-old had woken up and started talking to his brothers. And they were like, I bet Santa Claus has already come. And at that point, it's just they want to go upstairs. And so yep. I'm like, go back to sleep. And it took him like an hour to fall back asleep. And then they were up again at like 6:30 or 6 o'clock. And so I was like, oh, come on, people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a bit rough. But other than that, everything went well. We had our usual embellished eggs, which I don't know. You weren't on the episode where Kurt and I talked about embellished eggs.
Is that we talked about a scotch egg?
No. Embellished eggs is you cut up bread and then you scramble up eggs, not cook them, but you just whisk them up, pour them on there. You have sausages in there. You let it sit overnight so it can all absorb up, and you put spices and whatnot in it, and then you bake it in the morning. And so,
okay, I think I have heard of something like that.
Yeah, so we had that.
It's like redneck French toast.
I guess it's not sweet though at all. And so, yeah, we had that, and it very good. We have that every Christmas morning. The name of it got changed multiple times. So they're embellished eggs. At one point they were called embezzled eggs, emboldened eggs, emblazoned eggs. They're tasty. That's what we have every year for Christmas morning. And it was good times.
All right. Cool, man. Here's what happened this year. So my oldest is 18, and then his sister's 17, and then the second set is 10 and 12. Right, so two girls, two boys, as you know. And the older two have jobs. You know, the 18-year-old's been working solid full-time for a year and has been trying to adult. And he actually came to me. He's like, man, adulting is not always that fun. I was like, yeah, no kidding. But he's like, but adult presents are great. And by that, he meant he was gifted a space heater for his by his grandparents for his shed, which he loved. What else did he get that was kind of like, as an adult, as in functional, basically? That what he was given was a functional thing for his life. He was given some tools by his girlfriend's family for like mechanic stuff. There was one other thing. I was like, no, I get it, man. Yeah, you know, sometimes adult presents, you know, functional presents are really, really cool. But what really was cool about it is he and Crosby decided this year, because they had jobs, that they wanted to go out and get presents for everybody in the family. So their siblings and us, their parents. So they got lists from us and whatnot, and I gave them some suggestions for their mom and this and that and the other. And it was just, the tree was more full than it's been forever. And, cause normally it's been us as parents, and I'll get one or two big, I spent about $100 per kid roughly, you know, each year. And so it's one of the two items. The older they get, it's like one item, like Oaken gets a little gift card now for, it was an Xbox gift card. Now it's just a regular gift card because he has a girlfriend. So he may want to use his own Xbox. He may want to take her out, whatever. You know, but yeah, the little ones with, of course, somehow they have a little bit of money, but you know, we still support the little ones in getting gifts. But the older two went all out and really got stuff that mattered to each person and made an impact on each person. And also, one of the ones I want to brag about is Crosby. Now, apparently, this is a thing now, and it never was, but Hot Topic, if you're familiar, is a designer, or it's not a designer, it's an apparel store in the mall, pretty much any mall. I don't think you find them anywhere else other than online. And it's you know, teenager, it's punk, but you find some cool band music stuff, you find some anime stuff, you find some cool earrings, you find shirts and stuff that you don't find anywhere else. But none of it ever fits me, right? Because of who I am. And we're going to talk about some of these things that are popping up here, because these are experiences for their holidays here. But what was great was, apparently, you know, in any store, but especially in Hot Topic, they have stuff up on the walls, and they have these big cardboard things that are about the size of vinyl that shows you what's on the shirt. So you can go to the bin of that picture, and you know that's what the shirt looks like, and you dig through. And she, for a dollar each, no, random kid, you're not necessarily wrong with that one. I don't go to Spencer's. My wife just bought me something from Spencer's that I'll share later on a different channel. It's not dirty or anything, but it's not something, it's not for the kiddos. So, but she bought, and we're like, oh, did you just ask for them? But she literally got those cardboard inserts. And so I got, I lost his name now, but from the city district, the downtown district, Demon Slayer, what's the district?
The entertainment district?
Entertainment district, the Hiroshima from Hiroshima. I was there on the Hiroshima, the Hashira. That's it. I got a very cool stylized thing because apparently he had a shirt or something. And so I got that cardboard vinyl sized thing that's frameable of him, which that definitely, I mean, if they don't have a Inosuke, you know, there's my boy right there behind me. They don't have a Inosuke. Then that's, I mean, I'm loud, I'm poppy. You could argue my power to be of sound and different things. And then she and I went to Panic at the Disco this year. I took her as a birthday present. I bought it for her birthday, but it was in the spring that we went. And I'm not a big merch guy at concerts because they're so overpriced. And then you don't do anything with them and you kind of regret it. But when you're young, you don't. That's how you're building your memories. So I didn't get any merch. And she got a very cool Panic at the Disco, which also fits me. It says, "Shut up and go the blank to bed," which is the name of their newest album, I think. So she got me that. So each of us got two of these little, and the experience, it just blew us away because it fit all of us. And it was like something you can't just normally get. It's not like you go, maybe I'm misstating, but I don't think you can just go and order the entertainment district picture from Hot Topic for a dollar and have it sent to you. It's just one of those things where they were clearing out the back, whatever, and say for a dollar. And she flipped through them and this and that. It was really, 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 really cool. And, that's something there. Now, Casey, as we've been talking about here, don't ever trust the Australians, man. What is this? This is not even a word. Leberfest. Or is it upside down? Because it's Australian. I don't know. What did Casey say? What did Casey say here, Joe?
Zafrabel. That's it backwards.
That's it. That makes sense. Zafrabel. All right.
So Casey's had a rough couple of months. He broke his phone, had it repaired, went on the holidays to Fiji.
Nice.
And on the second to last day, went snorkeling and accidentally had his phone in his pocket while he was snorkeling.
It says no longer waterproof phone.
Well, yeah. I don't think they make anything that's waterproof. They always label it as water resistance for legal reasons, but yeah.
Well, what am I trying to say, Joe? There's a rating. It's not the dust rating, which is IPF7, but there's some rating.
There's a water rating too.
He says Zafrabel. It's a region in Morrowind.
Is it really?
But don't tell me you put that in actually backwards. That would be too much. But I do hope everybody who is listening to this live and or on the podcast had some great experiences, because that's really, for me, I think holidays are so arbitrary. And let me tell you, I'm not going to go my rant, but they really screw up my work, really screw up, make my life very, 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 very tough. Especially when the holiday lands on a Monday, it throws so much off for us. I propose, number one, I propose that all holidays, if we're going to have them, should be mandatory on a Sunday, period. Churches love them. Those who don't go to church, you're going to celebrate on Sunday anyway. Just be done. Don't mess up, because it messes up everybody's schedule. Number two, I propose, let's just chunk them. Let's just make sure we treat everybody special all the time. All right? Because it's about how you experience the moment with the person. And it's really cool, in my opinion. And that's what I would do. But that's just me, Joe.
That's just you.
Well, I hit the button, but I didn't have it turned up. So let's try it again.
Roll that dice. Bad dad jokes.
It's your favorite part of the show.
Look, I don't want to hear it if Zaffer Bell, who's Tinkerbell's weird cousin over there, doesn't read it. That's all I'm saying. I only want bad dad jokes and Australian accents. So if he's not going to read it, Joe, you better do a great Australian accent, sir.
No, this one's from Old Man Tup, who's here in the chat today. Justice is a dish best served cold, because if it were served warm, it would be just water.
Why? Old Man Tup
says best segment ever.
Why? I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Old Man Tup, I think we've actually met in real life. And you might think it's a bit. It's not a bit. If you go to patreon.com/wise_in_nerdy, I mean, you can do $1 a month. You'll still get all the access the things.
Kirk,
I
think got
get,
you so good last week.
I mean, this full.
The post show.
This full right here. We're in the post show, right? The show's over. So now we're supposed to be winding down. He's making some notes. We're just kind of talking about things, making some plans for the next thing. And no, Casey. Casey, you better read. No. Oh. He did it. So I want to finish my story. I want to finish my story.
He said,
no, hold on. I want to finish my story.
I got to say it. I had a pretty nasty peekaboo accident with my nephew. Had to go to the ICU.
This is why I do shop at Spencer's, to get certain items that help me tolerate these moments. Oh my goodness. So anyway, we're in the post show, right, for Patreon. We're just talking about things. Joe insisted on telling like 4 or 5 stupid bad dad jokes. And I'm like getting angry. I'm like, shut up. And Kurt's like, oh, yeah. Okay, here's the story. And he tells this story that's what, 1.5, 2 minutes long. Kurt's just telling the story.
A really long story.
And I'm in it. I'm like, he's selling it, right? He's
about going to a steakhouse.
Yeah. And then it turned out to be a well crafted, sneaky, poop face bad dad joke.
It was great.
It was you're allowed one on the show. I mean, I'm literally trying not to just rage quit the Patreon at that point, because like, stop. I mean, I'm literally going, no, you don't get to tell jokes. We're off the show now. So it's not, you like this too much. You like my anger way too much on this, Joe.
The best part is you weren't expecting it out of Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
I saw your face just... No, this is the post. No!
Yeah, I'm glad that it just excites Old Man Tup. I mean, I'm not, but sure, I'm glad for you. This is the crap I go through, random kid. And then in Casey, you couldn't even do a speak pipe to where I could tolerate it in an Australian accent. You had to type it. I just, sometimes I wish you were all adopted by somebody else. That's all I'm saying. So roll that dice and get us out of here.
We've only got one more thing left.
Oh my.
I'll keep rolling until I get it, I suppose.
This is, oh my dear. All right, Joe. So how do I nap? And so this is from Reddit. Because I typed in one earlier. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't quite fit the vibe of what I'm going. And Random Kid, you can email those to. Random Kid says, going to have to submit some bad dad jokes. You don't have to. People use the word have to wrong all the time. I feel like Princess Bride. That doesn't mean what you think it means. You don't have to. But if you choose to submit some bad dad jokes. Oh, no, Casey. See, no. Oh, my God. Everybody's typing in have to. This is... All right. Here's what you can do. Yeah, thank you. WNNshow@gmail.com. If you want to just type it out, Joe will read it. I can check those. But if you put in bad dad joke, I won't read it anyway. But Joe texts that email a little bit more than I do. Or you can do the call dad thing, which is wise and you know, wisenerdy.com/calldad. It'll let you leave a voicemail, which we'll play. And you can label that bad dad joke as well. And I don't typically listen to those before the show. Anyway, we like that, that audience. So keep in mind, this show is for the kiddos. So we need to stay away from the dirty bad dad jokes or the rated R language. Because I mean, off air, I'll give you all kind of rated R language and jokes. But on the show, this one's for the kids. I like it too. All right, so on Reddit, I wasn't feeling the how to wise that I had come up with and that we had on our list. So I said, well, Reddit surely has one. And sure enough, I finally scrolled down one, Joe, that I think we can really give some good advice on. And that's what the How Do I segment is about giving real advice about something that we know or getting advice if you know about something and want to educate us on it. This is what the Circle of Dads does. We just help each other out. We give advice to the kiddos. We bail them out of jail, except for Joe's four-year-old. He's dangerous. We got to leave him in there overnight. I'm just saying. He knows how to wield the keyblade. As long as it's a joke. Come on. It's all right. But how do I nap? So this is from Reddit. I feel like some nights I don't get good quality sleep, but when that happens and if when I have the chance to take a nap during the day to help catch up and regain more energy, I rarely do because I'm so bad at napping. How is that a thing? Number one, how can you be bad at napping? I don't understand this at all.
Maybe they struggle to fall asleep.
Well, let's find out. There's only one other couple of sentences. It's not even a paragraph. I was going to say one of the paragraphs. It's not even a paragraph. If I nap for an hour, I usually wake up feeling more lethargic and cloudy than I did before.
Okay.
Which I got an idea on that. So is there a secret to napping? Yeah, there's a science to napping, actually. Is it to do with the length of time? Yes. We'll get into that. Or perhaps not napping after a certain time of day. I don't know if that affects your lethargy. So, Joe, can you relate? Have you taken a nap and it made you feel worse when you got up than when you laid down?
If I take too short of a nap, I feel worse. But a lot of people in the comment section are like, you need to take short naps. But generally, so to preface, a lot of my naps are taken because I have a migraine. So I lay down and I'll sleep for like 3 hours and that. So I'm sleeping that off. Like,
this is the episode titled Joe Misses Every Point of Every Segment. Okay. That's migraine is a whole different ballgame than just being tired. You're
not wrong. But I have most Sundays. I take about an hour nap on Sundays and I feel good after it. A lot of people are like an hour is way too long. Like in the comments, but I like it.
So do you like set an alarm for an hour or is it roughly an hour?
I set an alarm for when I need to wake up to get ready for church and whatnot. I think for me, if I go into it expecting how long it will be, that makes a difference to me on how I come out of it. Like, I don't know why, but I'm mentally prepared for when I'm going to wake up. Or if I can just like sleep for several hours, like when I have a migraine, which apparently you don't count that.
I count it from, if you don't know, I'm a medical professional, been a paramedic for 20 something years. So when it's a medical issue, like a migraine, that's to me a whole different category and ball game that, oh man, I just didn't sleep good last night. Or, oh man, it's overcast and raining, just the right temperature. I could take a nap. That's a different, not quite doctor, ditch doctor, rock god. You can call me ditch doctor. That's okay. Cause I pick up the bodies out of the ditches. I don't know. I run an ambulance company now, but that's a whole different thing. So Joe, why are you letting me get all squirrely here? Keep me reined in. That's your job. Keep me reined in. But you understand what I'm saying, Joe, is like, if you're feeling sick, that's your body needing rest. If you're exhausted because you've been pushing and working and running and physically doing stuff, that's your body needing recharge energy. Migraines, that's your body going, hey, your brain saying, hey, shut off all the input you can. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take a nap. I'm just saying it's slightly different category than man, I'm just a little tired. I think I could lay down right now. So also, side question before we go back to the napping, the science of napping. You live in the South in a post-COVID world. Who goes to church at night anymore?
I don't.
You just said you took a nap before you go to church.
Yeah.
What time is church?
Noon.
I love your church, man. Dude, I totally dig the crap. I don't go to church. So, but if I did, it would be after lunch.
So there's three different, in our church, we call them wards. There's three different units that meet in our building. And so it rotates every year. So this year it was at noon. Unfortunately, next year we meet at 9. So starting starting January, we go to church at 9. So I'm not getting that before church nap anymore.
Well, you can get the during church nap. I've taken a few of those, my friend, and they're quite refreshing.
If I fall asleep sitting down watching something, or if I just keep getting interrupted over and over, I usually get a headache if I like that. So it's not a real nap, but it's falling asleep, then waking up, falling asleep, waking up. And yeah,
I will preface this by I'm in very many ways in life, I'm different than most people. So I don't know
if you can say that again.
In very many ways in life, I'm different than most people. Oh, you're not going to lean into the bit. I hate you. All right. So we could have done that far more times, Joe, and it would have killed. Oh, no, it's too late. Too late. So I don't know how many people
don't can relate. Say that again.
Oh, stop it. So as a paramedic working 24-hour shifts, if I sat still for 5 minutes, I could nap because I needed to some days. Some days, that's the only sleep I got. Random kid's jumping in. You can see that again. But you know, and it took some training. I couldn't sleep at first. I could go in. Yeah, that's something about, we could tell a story about paramedic days and hearing what's called phantom sirens and just not getting good rest. And that's not what I'm here to talk about, but I used to be able to, you know, if I'm riding in the car and I just cross my arms, I lean over and I'm out until I need to be awake. So take that with a grain of salt, right? But here's the science of napping. I've been reading up on this. And then I have some tricks that I do myself. But it is, somebody said it's the REM. Yeah. Casey says, I think it's if you wake up in the middle of an REM cycle, which absolutely is part of the science. And here's what right now that the science world, at least in the article that I read, understands, is if you do a 30-minute nap, you're not quite hitting that cycle. So you can, people have said 20 minute naps, even you can get refreshed. I believe the SEALs, the Navy SEALs, do this thing where they put their feet up on a bed, like their legs up on a bed, lay on a hard floor, 8 minutes, I think it is. And somehow it refreshes them. I don't know about that one, but within 20 to 30 minutes, I have found people got cat naps, right? Little short naps that can be refreshing. Or you go all the way to about an hour and a half. Now, that's why it's like, is it actually an hour, Joe? Or because, you know, every physical body is a little bit different for sure. But I have also found that to be true to the point of the hour and a half, to the point that for our 24-hour truck that we run with paramedics, we have a 10 and 2 rule. It's really 3, but it's the idea is that they get 2 hours downtime. But for every 10 hours they've been on the road with patients, because sometimes they just go back to back to back, we say, okay, because they self-dispatch. And when I do hire a dispatcher, they'll do this. But it's like, okay, now you're in this mandatory safety zone where I need you. We're going to give a 3-hour ETA to the hospital and let them know this is a safety zone, unless it's a thing that has to go right now, which I won't drag out. But it's a 3-hour response. So that gives them enough time to get back to the station. And nobody just gets into bed and falls right to sleep. Anyone who's a medic, it takes 5 to 10 minutes to fall asleep when I lay down in the bed, right? Because your body has to shut down. And you can go through some meditations, and you can picture relaxing, blah, blah, blah. You need breathing techniques. And all that does work if it works for you. I've had it work for me. But it takes some minutes, right? So the idea is to give them some time to wind down, sleep, and get an hour and a half of solid sleep, and then get up and go do the next call if they need to. So there's some of that with the REM cycle, the REM cycle, that 30 minutes or an hour and a half, or then you can keep multiplying it out in those 90-minute cycles to time, right? The tricks that I have, besides using some breathing techniques, or I like to, sometimes when I can't get my mind to shut off, I'll take a really deep breath and hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it, and then do some pressure back as I push the air out. But that's helped to go to sleep, deep sleep. For naps, this is what I've done since my EMS days. It used to be because we had like satellite TV, not anything you just pull up, not streaming. And one of the least offensive things to from my subconscious, one of the least disturbing things to put on TV is country music channel. Now, I'm not a country music fan, but everything in country music is just this pleasant courting, typically. And I turn it down to almost inaudible to where I have to kind of strain to hear it, but it's there. So your brain's focusing on that little bit of sound, and then out I go. And it's on a couch, by the way, not curled up in the bed, not with my big snuggly blanket and my pillows and whatnot, but on a couch, maybe with a blanket at most. But somewhere that I'm not normally sleeping, right? That kind of nap always helps. The other day I did it. I put on Pitch Perfect, put on that movie on streaming, and just had it. And I was watching it, right? I'm watching it for the first 20 minutes or so, and I fall asleep. And when I woke up, I felt good. I don't know how long it was. The movie was still going. I put on Fast and the Furious doing that. But the idea is just to put on something that's not going to be extremely crazy and loud and jar you awake, but something to kind of be in that background, but keeps you, for lack of better words, it keeps you attached to the real world, if that makes sense. So you're not going into that REM sleep. There's something always kind of there telling your brain, hey, there's something here you might want to watch out for. Old Man Tubbs, talking about Age of Aliens. I've done Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars I love to put on and turn the volume down a little bit and fall asleep too.
I should have recorded some of my professors in college and just used that to fall asleep. It worked when I was in college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to avoid screens, so that blue light does matter, right? So, and most of the naps I take, as in this case, is daytime napping, right? I don't know about a certain time at night, other than you're going to probably maybe be up later. But, you know, I've laid down as late as 6 o'clock and gotten up at 7:30 p.m. So, let's see what else we got here. Random Kisses makes me think of Boy Meets World, where Sean had to have a CD of Trailer Park Noise to fall asleep. Yeah.
That was a pretty good episode.
Casey says, and not the best of darkness with podcasts with a 10 minute sleep timer.
He falls asleep to our podcast.
And I've done that too. I used to listen to the show that got me into podcasting called Two Guys, One Brain. And, one of them just had this really good tone. Wasn't quite like Kurt tone, but had this really good tone. And now they're my friends. I'm actually trying to listen, but I would just fall asleep. But it's not so much about getting to sleep as it is waking up from it, right? Random Kid says, the older I get, the more I want the punishments of my youth. Go to your room, take a nap. Yeah. My wife has a t-shirt she still wears. Says, dear naps, sorry I hated you as a kid. Love me. You know, something like that. So have you done anything like that, Joe? Have you put on some noise in the background to kind of keep you down? What do you do to get a good nap?
Well, so I have sleep apnea, so I go to my room, toss my machine on, and go to sleep. I've got kids. I'm always tired.
I like this first response on Reddit. I'm also bad at napping, but it is a layered topic because everybody is different. For me, my mind and body have to have the message that it's just a short break. And I guess maybe that's what I'm doing with the TV running to where it's still there. So I wake up, I still clearly hear the dialogue. It's just not overbearing. Not bedtime. And that's the key. If I go, what is it? Casey says, a nap best in darkness. I have found that I need to sleep 2 or 3 hours if I'm going to do that. If I'm going to, because I have some blackout shades in my room, and I have to be really tired. I have to be like, yeah, I got to go lay down. And you're going to sleep then. To me, that's not really napping. That's just a shortened sleep cycle. What are you going to say, Joe?
Well, I was going to say, that's exactly what I was saying before, that if I prepare my mind to know that this is a short break, not an elongated sleep, I think it helps me come out of it better when I need to wake up.
Yeah. And that's some of the old thought processes of 15 to 20 minutes, see how it goes. Anything over 30 will be that. It's play with it. You know, you just got to figure out. And honestly, what works yesterday may not work today for you. But, you know, naps are great for kiddos and for the council of dads alike, Joe. So I say more nap time, less work, and forget the holidays, kids. We're going to Disney World. Actually, we're going to Chattacon, January 12th to 14th.
Follow these nerdy dads on social media. Charles at Rock God of Podcasting. Joe at Joseph _ Ard. Check out the website, wiseandnerdy.com. And as always, they may not be your father, but they'll always be your daddy.
And for Casey, thanks for making my 2023 special a great first year for Wise and Nerdy. See ya, peeps.
Woo-woo.